Editor's note. This article originally appeared on the Trillium, a New Village media website devoted to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Perhaps there's a reason for the old saying, what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas. But it's not true in this case. The fact a developer whose land was removed from the Greenbelt was at the same luxury Las Vegas hotel at the same time as three people linked to the Ford government is now in the public eye. Following reporting by the Trillium, Ontario Integrity Commissioner J. David Wake expanded his investigation into the Greenbelt and now former Housing Minister Steve Clark to examine a Las Vegas trip in the early years of the Ford government. We've uncovered some new evidence that challenges the account of the trip in that report, which was based on the testimony given under oath by those involved. So, what really happened in Vegas? Let's dig in. What did the Trillium report in the first place? Our stories from June 29 and July 24 said that in early 2020, Shakir Rehmatulla, Amin Masoudi, Khaled Rashid, and Jay Truesdell went on a Las Vegas trip together, according to information from multiple independent sources in the government, linked to it, and unassociated with it. These sources were granted anonymity to protect them from reprisal. Who are these people? Rehmatulla owns Flato Developments and has benefited from multiple decisions by the Ford government, including several ministers' zoning orders to fast-track developments, and its greenbelt removals. Masoudi was Premier Doug Ford's principal secretary at the time. He left the Premier's office a year ago. He now runs a lobbying business, Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. Rashid is a progressive conservative MPP, having been elected in Mississauga East, Cooksville in the 2018 provincial election. He's been a cabinet minister in Ford's government since June 2021. Truesdell is currently the housing policy director in the Premier's office. He worked in the housing minister's office before unsuccessfully running as a Conservative Party of Canada candidate in the October 21, 2019 federal election, and was working in the private sector when the trip occurred. What happened after those Trillium stories came out? Wake had already interviewed Rehmatulla, Masoudi, and Truesdell for his Greenbelt report. Wake re-interviewed them and interviewed Rashid for the first time, asking questions about the Vegas trip. Neither Masoudi nor Rehmatulla had told him they saw each other in Las Vegas when he'd asked about their relationship with each other. Masoudi said he didn't mention seeing Rehmatulla in Las Vegas in his initial interview because it didn't come to mind. Rehmatulla said he didn't mention seeing Masoudi there because he did not have a conversation in Las Vegas with him, but instead spoke with Rashid, whom he knows. What did they tell the integrity commissioner? Masoudi, Truesdell and Rashid, the three linked to the government, told Wake they were in Las Vegas together in early December 2019. During that time, Rashid and Masoudi said they only briefly encountered the developer, Rehmatulla, in the lobby of their hotel. That's a different time frame than the Trillium account. We reported a trip in early 2020. Rehmatulla provided records to Wake indicating he stayed at the Wynn Las Vegas for both windows of time, December 6 to 9, 2019 and January 31 to February 2, 2020. When was the trip, then? Good question. We know what the three linked to the government told the integrity commissioner, December. But new evidence obtained by the Trillium also places Masoudi at the Wynn at the same time as Rehmatulla in early 2020. The Trillium made a series of calls to the hotel's amenities booking services, including its spa, restaurants and golf club and was told that on February 1, 2020, Masoudi booked an 80-minute, good luck ritual, massage at the hotel's spa. As for December 6 to 8, 2019, Masoudi's official calendar shows he was in Ontario for most of the day Friday. Ford was in Ottawa for a meeting with then-Mayor Jim Watson during the morning of December 6, 2019. Masoudi, then the Premier's principal secretary, was there with him, according to his calendar and Ford spokesperson. Masoudi's calendar shows he had a flight scheduled from Ottawa to Toronto early that Friday afternoon. Versions of Masudi's calendars on December 7 and 8, 2019, a Saturday and Sunday, that were provided in response to a Freedom of Information request are blank, with the exception of one item that was redacted for personal privacy reasons on December 7. The Integrity Commissioner's report didn't say whether Masudi or Truesdell explicitly denied having gone to Las Vegas in early 2020. Wake's spokesperson wouldn't say whether they denied this, or when three flights Rashid showed he had booked through a travel agent for that weekend were scheduled either, as their office typically doesn't disclose information from its investigations that isn't included in a report. All of the evidence that was provided and was relevant to the Integrity Commissioner's jurisdiction as it related to this, Clark-focused, inquiry has been included in the report, wrote Michelle Renault, communications manager in the Office of the Integrity Commissioner, in an email. Although Rashid told the commissioner that his only trip to Las Vegas since being elected was in December 2019, a reservation at the spa for a Wynn pedicure and 80-minute aromatherapy treatments was made under his name this year, on February 4, 2023. The Trillium presented this reservation to Rashid's spokespeople in an email on Thursday, asking whether Rashid had gone to Las Vegas earlier this year, as the reservation indicates, but didn't hear back from them before this story was published. Who paid for the group trip? Before we published our first stories, Masudi and Rashid's spokespeople both said in emails on June 28 that each of them had never taken a trip paid for by Mr. Rematulla. Wake also asked who paid, and he asked for proof. Rashid provided the Integrity Commissioner's office with an invoice from a travel agent showing he paid $4,550 in cash to book three round-trip flights to Las Vegas that departed December 6, 2019, and returned December 8, 2019. Rashid also gave Wake's office an email from the Wynn Las Vegas Hotel indicating he booked three rooms for that time frame. He didn't provide the commissioner's office with proof of payment, saying he contacted the hotel numerous times for it but got no response. The report does not indicate that Masudi nor Truesdell provided the Integrity Commissioner with specific documentation indicating they were in Las Vegas from December 6 to 8, 2019. Masudi and Truesdell each told Wake they paid Rashid back with cash for their plane tickets and hotel rooms, and provided the commissioner's office with banking records to show they had access to the necessary cash at the time. Masudi gave the commissioner's office a bank statement showing a withdrawal of $1,264.63 on November 7 and said he used $1,000 of this and other cash a family member gave him to repay Rashid. Truesdell said he had access to a large amount of cash because of gifts he'd received around Christmas 2019, and believes he repaid Rashid about $2,000 in cash around January 2. He also showed the commissioner a record of a large deposit he made in January 2020 to support what he'd said about having the cash available. What are they saying about all of this? Before the Trillium published its first story, neither Masudi nor Rashid nor Truesdell denied going to Las Vegas with Rematulla in early 2020. As mentioned, Masudi and Rashid's spokesperson had said each of them had never taken a trip paid for by Mr. Rematulla. Rashid also refused to answer questions related to the first Las Vegas trip story at a July 12 media availability. Rematulla didn't respond to questions sent to him by email before the June 29 story was published. Truesdell didn't respond to questions sent to him before the publication of the July 24 story. Last Wednesday, after the Trillium sent questions to Truesdell and Rashid, Ford spokesperson Ivana Jelic said that Rashid and Truesdell both now denied having gone to Las Vegas in early 2020. Before the publication of this story, neither Masudi, Rematulla, Rashid nor Truesdell personally responded to questions sent to them by email. Ford spokesperson's response was on Truesdell's and Rashid's behalf. What if someone wasn't telling the truth? The interviews with the Integrity Commissioner were conducted under oath. Knowingly lying under oath or affirmation is known as perjury in Canada's Criminal Code. It would not be perjury if a person made an honest mistake or simply forgot certain facts. A person who lies under oath, or affirmation, to the integrity commissioner in the course of an investigation could absolutely open themselves up to being charged with perjury under the criminal code, said Ian Steadman, a lawyer and assistant professor at York University who worked in the integrity commissioner's office from 2011 to 2014. That said, Wake did not accuse anyone of perjury in his report and no one has been charged. Why does the integrity commissioner care about the Vegas trip? The integrity commissioner wrote in his August 30 report that he requested the additional interviews due to the potential relevance of the Trillium's reporting to his investigation of the Greenbelt land swap. Wake presented the evidence he gathered about the Las Vegas trip, to show the investigative work that was done in this regard, and made no findings with respect to it, he wrote. What roles did these people play in the Greenbelt controversy? Truesdell was a key witness and figure in the rest of Wake's investigation into the events that led to the Greenbelt land removals. The integrity commissioner relied on Truesdell's testimony to describe how Ford's mandate letter to Clark, then Ontario's housing minister, came to include direction to codify processes for swaps, expansions, contractions and policy updates for the Greenbelt, and about how Ford's office was kept in the dark about how lands were being selected for removal. Rematula is also a significant figure in Wake's report. Part of a 102-acre plot of land in Markham that he bought in 2017 for $15 million was removed from the Greenbelt so homes could be built there. Rematula was among the attendees at the Premier's daughter's wedding festivities last year, including the August 11, 2022 Stag and Doe party and the September 25, 2022 wedding. He described Premier Ford as a friend, Wake's report noted. On September 27, 2022, a lawyer representing Rematula wrote to Ryan Amato, Clark's former chief of staff, requesting that land he owned in Markham be removed from the Greenbelt. The integrity commissioner and auditor general each found. Amato bore the brunt of the blame for the flawed process leading to Greenbelt removals that favored specific developers with access to him in both watchdogs' reports. Rematula said during his first interview with Wake that he does not know why his lawyer contacted Amato on September 27, 2022, 2 days after Ford's daughter's wedding. The developer finally admitted in his second interview that he had instructed his solicitors to make the removal requests to Mr. Amato since he was a contact, the commissioner's report said. Rematula told Wake these requests were in the normal course of business to ask consultants to keep submitting. Rematula also had his hand in two other companies' Greenbelt land removal requests, Wake found. The commissioner said he found Rematula's account of why his lawyer submitted his lands for removal for the Greenbelt strains credulity, and that his assertion that no one connected to the government told him it was considering changes to the Greenbelt is questionable. Massoudi is only a minor figure in the rest of Wake's report. He left the Premier's office in late August 2022 to run his lobbying business, Atlas Strategic Advisors Inc. Massoudi has previously said he wasn't directly involved in decisions benefiting Rematula while he was working in the government. During my time in government, I had no direct role in decisions to issue specific MZOs, Massoudi said in a June 28 email. To my knowledge, decisions on specific changes to the Greenbelt were made after my departure from government. Rashid was only interviewed after the Trillium's reporting on the Las Vegas trip. He was not part of the integrity commissioner's broader inquiry. What are the relationships between these people? Rashid, Massoudi and Truesdell are friends, they told the integrity commissioner. Their trip to Vegas was to have a last hurrah before Truesdell's baby was to be born, Massoudi told Wake. As for the developer, both Rematula and Massoudi maintained that they have little of a personal relationship. Truesdell told the integrity commissioner that he and Rematula have met each other 5 to 10 times, including mostly at real estate industry events. Rematula and Rashid, currently Minister of Public and Business Service Delivery, are longtime friends. In December 2021, Rashid took steps to set up an ethics screen with the developer on the advice of the integrity commissioner after it was disclosed to Wake that Rashid's wife worked for Rematula, Wake's report notes. Rashid's wife has owned a consulting business since at least around when he was elected in 2018, his public disclosures show. Ethics screens manage various conflicts of interest, including when a public servant has a family member who works in a particular industry connected to the public servant's area of work or when an issue relates to a personal friend, Wake spokesperson told the Trillium in an email. What has the fallout of the Integrity Commissioner's report been? Clark resigned as Ontario's housing minister amid the Greenbelt scandal on Labour Day. Paul Calandra is now the Minister of Housing and is leading a review of the Greenbelt in its entirety. The OPP referred the issue to the RCMP, which is determining whether or not it will investigate irregularities in the disposition of the Greenbelt surrounding Toronto, as an RCMP spokesperson put it on August 28. The issue also appears to be hurting the PCs in the polls.